Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Carl Jackson with Sedona Radio, and you can find us by going to sedonaradio.com or by visiting us on our host site at www.sedona.biz and clicking on our radio tab. And today I have the pleasure to be speaking with Kathy Jekyll, the co-owner of Sedona Cathedral Hideaway Bed and Breakfast in Sedona, and you can easily find them by visiting SedonaCathedralHideaway.com. Kathy, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, I'm anxious to talk to you.
Now, I guess we want our listeners to know that there's also another a co-owner, your husband Larry, who isn't on the phone today. I don't know where he is. Maybe he's out there working on creating another rock line trail or something for your guests to follow.
You know him so well, it sounds like. Yeah.
Well, I've done my homework.
You're a good man. Yeah, when Larry isn't cooking breakfast, that's where you can find him. You know, back in the Midwest, we'd say he's back on the back 40. So he just really enjoys doing trails and creating little spaces for people to sit, and he's made it like a little park.
Well, I've read some great stuff about your site. I've seen it. I mean, I think in a way the name of your bed and breakfast sort of says it all. Sedona, we know where it is. Cathedral, for anyone who's been to Sedona and knows Sedona, they know one of our most my favorite and also one of the most beautiful rock formations in Sedona is Cathedral Rock, which I understand your B&B looks over. And then, of course, Hideaway suggested it's nestled in the Sedona hills there. So it sounds like a very beautiful place. I understand that Larry was the one. Actually, he said you introduced him to Sedona about 15 years ago. Is that right?
Right. Yeah.
How did you find Sedona? How did you get here? And when did you open your B&B?
Well, it's a lot of questions. About 25 years ago, I took a road trip with a girlfriend of mine. I was a single mom, and we just had a great time all the way here, and you know, enjoying the views. And as soon as we drove into Sedona, my heart just exploded. And, I said, wow, this is the place for me. And I didn't know how I was going to get here, but I was determined that I definitely would come here someday. And
Are you from the Arizona area? Well, you sound like you have a little bit of a Chicago accent or something.
Oh, that's what everybody says. I don't hear anything different, do you? Chicago was where I was born and raised.
Okay.
And I was probably, I don't know, my 40s or something when we came out here. And every year after that, until I met Larry, I would come here by myself twice a year because I'd get the Sedona call, which is what a lot of our guests say, that once they come here, they get called. It's like they have to come to Sedona. And so I totally understand their feeling. And I would always, when I would come here, look for a lot because I wanted to build. And once I met Larry, and thank goodness he loved it just as much as I do, we started coming here and looking for the lot. And we moved to Gilbert about 12 years ago and would come up here at least every 6 weeks, and our thing would be we'd go to a movie, do a hike, and look for the lot. And then finally we said, well, you know, we've got to get serious. So we just canned the movie and canned the hike and just look for the lot.
Now, were you looking for a place just to live, or did you have in your mind that you wanted to open a B&B?
No, we had no idea what we were going to do. We prayed on it a lot, but nothing was coming. And when we met Barb Ebert, realtor, she brought us here to this lot. And I'll tell you a little secret. I had actually had a vision of this lot in a meditation many years previous. And that's why we kept looking and looking. And I wanted to find that vision, what was in my head. And I was a realtor at the time, and I know what you're supposed to do when you're with the listing agent, and it's exactly what I didn't do. I stood on the lot, raised my hands, and said, "Oh my God, this is the lot."
Oh, so you actually built the B&B. It wasn't something you bought.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
We said to her we hadn't planned on spending this much money. You know, what are we going to do for a living to pay for this? And she said, "You know, you guys have the personality. Why don't you do a B&B?" So we just looked at each other and spent about 3 seconds and said, "Yeah, we could do that."
Wow. I didn't know you
yeah.
built it. Well, what you've built is incredible. I understand it's 4,600 square feet, 2 big suites with jacuzzis, double showers, fireplace. I know it's extremely romantic because I read that TripAdvisor has recently rated you number one for romantic destination for two. So whatever you've done seems to be working.
Yeah, well, we had plenty of time to design it because we just didn't have the money. And we'd come up with a lot of different ideas and looking all over for ways to make it very special. And so it was a real hands-on thing for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of it is just an attitude. We love people. When they come here, we like to treat them like family and, you know, the way we would like to be treated. And
now, do a lot of people, are they mostly honeymooners? I mean, I got to believe that. I know weddings are a big thing in Sedona. Is that a big part of the people who come to your B&B as honeymooners or just all kinds of people?
Well, we have people that come for a lot of special occasions, you know, anniversaries, birthdays, honeymoons, weddings. Larry actually is a minister, and he can perform the wedding ceremony. And
oh.
We do a one-stop shop. I'm into photography, so
wow.
I do photography for him, yeah. So we say we do intimate weddings, and, you know, that little special word means is weddings mostly under 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it makes it really nice, and they can have something very special coming down the staircase, and I take pictures all the way down for them. And then they have Cathedral Rock in the background, which has the bride and groom right in the middle, of course, the iconic bride and groom. So it's really nice. We even have sometimes the bride and groom will stand back-to-back just like the bride and groom in Cathedral Rock.
Wow.
And
now,
take
can
your
people
picture
hike
that
to
way.
Cathedral? I know there's vortexes in Sedona, and Cathedral's supposed to have a vortex. Is there one close by your B&B?
Actually, the Cathedral Rock vortex is a 20-minute walk from our back deck, and the Red Rock Crossing is a 5-minute walk. So quite often when the water isn't high, people take the crossing and walk up in about an hour and a half. And when they get up there, they actually have phone service.
Huh.
And they call me, and I've got a 500 lens and put up my tripod, and I tell them, "Don't move."
Oh, so you can actually get a picture of them. Wow.
I take their picture. Yeah. Yeah, they look really little small.
Yeah, they're little dots out there, but you still
yeah.
capture them. That's great.
Right. And, you know, you're zooming in on the computer, and it's a great memory for them.
Hmm.
Of course, one time we had a newlywed couple that decided to take a romantic time up at Cathedral Rock as the sun went down, and they forgot that it gets really dark here.
It sure does.
When the sun goes down, and all of a sudden it started getting really dark, and they started hurrying down the mountain, and it's not a good mountain to be hurrying down.
Mm.
And they got lost in the woods and stuff, and
it happened.
So Larry went over to the park and he rescued them. So we have a little book that they write in when they come here, and they tell about their experiences. And one of the things they said was, "Larry, thank you for rescuing me."
Well, I know one of the things everyone. In the old days, all the hikers, like, bring your compass, you know, so you can find your way out. But in Sedona, I guess it's bring your cell phone so you can call.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, and you know what it's like in the mountains. Sometimes you can't get cell service, and then that's a problem.
Right. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you that I thought was unique and unusual for a bed and breakfast is that you offer spa services. And I was kind of reading on your website that you owned an anti-aging spa in Phoenix. Can you tell us about the spa services you own and how you why you decided to open that part up in the B&B?
Yeah. Well, for 10 years, I had about 400 clients down in Ahwatukee, and I just love every one of them. You know what it's like when women get in a room by themselves for a couple hours. You learn all about who they are and what's going on in their life. And after 10 years there, it was really hard to close it up and come up here. But I've developed new relationships with the people that stay here. We have everything, full service, microdermabrasion, LED lights from Silhouette Tone, the Soli Tone machine, and facials with steamer. We do just about everything for anti-aging or for clarifying if people have acne. And I only do treatments for people that stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives them some real special time with me. And if people want to stay a week or more, yeah, we can give them a treatment every day, and they can go home looking much younger. So it's still very gratifying when I have an opportunity to really work with someone for a lengthy time like I did down in Ahwatukee.
Hmm. Well, that's nice. You know, another thing I wanted to ask you about was I was reading on TripAdvisor. I was going through all the comments. And I have to say, and no lie, all the comments I read were really glowing comments about your B&B. But one of the comments really struck me. It was like, it said, ask Larry about his homemade ice cream. And so I know that you cook breakfast for the guests, and you have this thing about who shares which grill to cook on. But can you tell us about his ice cream and what's so special about about your meals?
Well, you know, when you're ice cream lovers, it's easy to make good ice cream. So we've come together with some really good ideas, and right now, actually, we have don't count on this all the time. We have three different flavors, and we make it really thick and creamy. Larry made ice cream from the time he was a little kid when he had a crank it back in Michigan. And now we've upgraded to
What are your flavors? So, what are the three flavors? I'm getting hungry. Let's just listening to you.
Yeah. I don't even like to talk about it myself because it's really thick and creamy. No calories, right? Right now we have mint with chocolate shavings. And banana vanilla malt and pecan caramel.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I just gained some weight now.
Yeah, right. You can almost feel it going on, can't you? We've actually had people try a scoop of each because they can't decide. And we've had, what was it, about 3 years ago, right when we first opened, we had a honeymoon couple here. And they went out for their special dinner, and they had something really great at one of our great restaurants. And they came back, and they were so full and wanted ice cream but just couldn't stuff it in. So Larry said, why don't we have it for breakfast? And they looked at, you know, big round eyes, and really? We can do that? You can do anything you want here.
Right.
You know,
it's their trip. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah. You step out of your boundaries here. Let's just do it. So they did. And from then on, when people would come home full and they'd really want it, no sense in stuffing it, and say, you know, let's just have it for breakfast. We call it a palate cleanser, so it feels better. And we've had people put it on our Belgian waffles or, you know, whatever they want. It's, you know, people use the whole house here. We want to make them comfortable. And the first thing we say to them is just make yourself at home.
Right.
Don't feel you have to ask anything. You get a key to come in. You know, you don't have to tell us when you're going or coming, but we feel really good when people come in and say, Mom, Dad, we're home.
That's nice. And so you have two suites. So is it usually one group that fills both suites, or is it sometimes it's different parties?
It's usually different parties. We have had a couple people bring friends and do that. But it's usually different, and it's just amazing. It's the real Sedona way when people come here. If they're looking for friendships and want to chat, the person in the other room has so much in common with them. And then other times, they just want to be totally by themselves, and they are. They never cross paths. They eat breakfast maybe an hour apart because people can choose when they eat and where they eat here. And we have gourmet breakfast, and they choose the night before, so we set it all up, and it's ready.
Oh.
That's great. We've had people here for 4 or 5 days, and they never meet each other just because they're on a different track.
That's great. Well, Kathy, we're about to wind up. Can you just tell us again? I guess it's Sedona CathedralHideaway.com if they want to get in touch with you. And what's your phone number if they want to call?
1-866-9-SEDONA or 928-203-4180.
That's great. Kathy, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Carl. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.